Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief from Monday, August 21st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. China's banks again cut a benchmark interest rate for loans as they attempt to bolster the country's sluggish economy. The modest reduction, however, fell short of market expectations following last week's decision by the central bank to significantly cut a key lending rate. Economists are skeptical that lowering borrowing costs will do much to provide relief to China's economy, which is being pressured by several factors, including a housing market downturn and plunging foreign investment. Southern California was hit with heavy rain and strong winds from Tropical Storm Hilary, the first such system to strike the region in nearly a century. The storm caused street flooding and knocked out power to thousands of customers. The Los Angeles School District canceled classes for today as a precautionary measure. Forecasters say that Hilary is likely to dump a significant amount of rain on parts of Nevada and as far north as Idaho in the coming days. And we're exclusively reporting that Facebook owner Meta plans to launch a web version of its Threads microblogging app early this week. The plans aren't final and could change, however. On Friday, the head of Meta's Instagram unit said a desktop version of Threads would be launching soon. The feature is one of a number of items on users' wish list for the new platform, a rival to Elon Musk's X, formerly known as Twitter. Earlier this summer, Threads set a new record for app downloads, hitting 100 million in just 5 days. But in recent weeks, user activity has plunged. Stock markets in Asia ended the session mixed, with Chinese indexes down on the day. European shares rose in early trading, while U.S. stock futures inched higher, pointing to a possible rebound from last week's slowdown on Wall Street. And Zoom is among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.